Hello? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Ratunde Akar from the Alabama Department on Labor Unemployed Division. This call is recorded for
Yes.
quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
Oh, and
how
also, I
may I
wanted to
assist
let
you?
you know I'm hearing impaired, so some things I may ask if you can repeat or whatnot, but I'm gonna try my best to,
Okay,
you
no
know.
problem.
Yeah.
Yes, no problem. So let me asking you, how may I assist you today?
I wanted to, which it's been a while, it's been about, well, it's been 4 years almost. I wanted to reopen a claim, not for full unemployment, but partial unemployment. Work has slowed down on my job right now,
Okay.
and yeah.
Okay, no problem. And if you would like to apply for an employment, would you? I can assist you right now. So let's start. May I have your social security number, please?
Okay, 418-43-1077.
Okay, thank you. May I have your full name, please?
Ashley, Ashley Johnson, Johnson.
May I have your birthday, please?
It's August 5th, as in 5, 1994.
May I have your mother maiden name?
Smedley, Smedley.
All right, thank you, ma'am. So let me read for you. I know Ms. Ashley, you already answered this question, but just because you are filed with me, let me repeat again this one. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. So I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Okay. Oh, shoot. Hold on. I gotta get my earbuds. This is where I was gonna act. Hold on, baby. Hold on. I can't hear you.
Let me know when you can hear me, please.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna get my mom to kind of help me out or whatnot. So I'm gonna put you on speaker. Just, you know. Okay. Can you repeat that for me? She's right
Okay,
here.
I see that you already answered this question. So I am asking you, I understand that fraud is a federal offense. And I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits.
She said fraud is a, do you know, are you saying fraud is a federal offense? That's what you said, right?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. See, I can understand. Okay, yes,
It's all
ma'am.
right. Okay, so are you trying to file this claim yourself or somebody was with you in the line?
Me, I wanted to. I'm Ashley. I just came, you know, from around the hill because I'm over the phone with my hearing, you know. But yes, ma'am, I was trying to file a claim, or I guess reopen, since I did have one. I was on full unemployment while I was pregnant with
Yeah,
my baby girl.
the question is, Miss Ashley, if you're trying to, because I see that you already answered this question, how you trying to file this claim with someone or you was doing yourself on the website?
She
I
said,
saw.
are you filing for
Yeah.
yourself? I'm filing for myself. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry,
It's
myself.
okay. It's because I see that you already answered many these questions about this claim.
Yeah, and I was kind of confused, like, you know
It's all
how,
right.
yeah, and so
I
I was
just
like, I
want
need
to
to
make
talk to
sure.
somebody because I don't want to, yeah, I
Okay,
didn't
no
want to,
problem.
like, okay.
Okay, let me asking you about your home address. May I have it, please?
Your home address.
303 Crestview Terrace, Ozark, Alabama,
Okay, thank you. May I
three
have,
six three
okay,
six
go.
zero.
All right, thank you. So may I have please your occupation from your last employer?
Coleman America, American.
Yeah, what, may I have your occupation? What are you doing?
What do you do? You pack?
I'm a packer. Yeah, it's a moving company.
A packer.
So I pack. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let me reserve. Okay, so let me go through. You already answered those questions. Just let me go through this question that you already. So just I had to ask you a few questions that you.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is why this question. Let me go through this question that you already answered. That's why I know going to ask you the same question. And I see that you choose the benefit card. The benefit card you choose, right?
She didn't have a benefit card. She
needs one. I need one. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And also, your last employer name was Coleman American. This is what you say?
Yeah, Coleman American.
Coleman American.
All right. Yes, ma'am. And also, may I have your beginning day and last day that you physically went to work?
It's partial. She said it's ending day.
It's partial, though. It's back and forth. But yesterday was my last day. But last week I only worked one day. So it's
okay. And also, I see that you already filled out this information. And why are you no longer working with this company? What happened? They discharged you?
I'm still employed with them. They told me that I can file for partial unemployment because we're seasonal.
Oh, because laid off.
Mhm.
Because it's no work available right now. Or they closed the company?
No, work is just running out. The company isn't closed.
Oh, just said lay off because it's no work available right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, no problem. So let me ask you, and I see that you already answered you, that you haven't received that for your last day at work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay. Nothing about that.
No.
Right?
She said, do you have any vacation days available?
No,
or
no.
Sick days available?
No, I don't have any.
They didn't find
you.
Okay, so now let me ask you, you are certified that your answer are true, and accord with the law provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. So I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Ashley, let me read for you the closing statement.
Okay.
Because you already answered the question. So the following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must be meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim will just finish it. Also raise it forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center, or you can log in at alabamawork.alabama.gov. And one day, you like resume. For you to do so, may result in interruption in your benefit. So the process you just completed right now, it doesn't know automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. So for you to complete certification, each week could result in a loss of benefit. So you can file weekly certification either online and you claim portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. The phone number that you need to call every week, it is 800-752.
One moment.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
It's 800.
Okay. It's 1-800.
752.
752-73-89-89-800-752-7389.
Correct. So your first weekly is starting this coming Sunday, and you have to make sure that it's before 5 p.m.
Okay.
Your employer will be contact regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss or finance. So you will be contact by telephone or letter before a decision and your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law require that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiding when you first contact them, but the employer later begin hiding. For you to complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. For assistance when you work, you can research a local Alabama care center. So now, do you have any question regarding to this closing statement?
No, ma'am.
Okay, let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim. And also, in this coming Sunday, when you're doing your weekly certification, you will be required to report waste. So now,
okay,
let me.
So how do I need to get that, like, from my employer? Because we have, like, this app on our phone that our paycheck stubs come to. So I don't know if it's the same as, like, getting the actual wages.
Yeah, it'll pull up your paycheck stubs.
Okay, so that's how I get that from my
paycheck. Yeah, it'll break everything down on the paycheck.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure how to do it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let me provide you the confirmation number. If you are ready, please let me know.
Uh-huh.
It's 4981-05305.
4981-05305.
Correct. And now your PIN number for you weekly.
Hold on. PIN number, I'm ready.
Okay.
0727.
0727. Yeah, that is my PIN number, 0727.
All right. If you don't have any question, Ms. Johnson, thank you for calling the Alabama and Franklin site. You have a wonderful afternoon.
Yes, thank you. You have a blessed afternoon as well.
You too, man. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.